Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jessica McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno. Guess what? We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits, take it to the chorus.
We got Dana Wickens on the pickins, her hands across the cajon that is her throne.
We continue our living room tour. We are now in Brett and Dana's different living room. The
beautiful
the
view.
The patriarchy is strong with me. I'm always like, it's Brett's living room when it's always Brett and Dana's living room.
I live here.
Dana lives here too.
We're at Dana and Brett's house in their new house.
Yeah, Brett, shut up for once. It's Dana and Brett's house. We're in a beautiful new living room with beautiful views. Rattlesnakes hidden somewhere nearby. But
bears.
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 Bears, bears, and bears. Oh my.
Okay, so we were trying to solve a mystery song before we started.
Let's play it real quick because the internet will solve this question for us. Now, we're going to sing the name Donna about our friend Donna. Those aren't the lyrics, but this is what we're trying to figure out. Just hit us up
know.
On the
and we'll any of the socials.
Let us know what the Donna song is, and we would be
delighted.
We would be delighted and thankful for that information.
What
the Donna? But until then,
we're gonna think of a musical.
We were thinking we would think of a musical.
Okay. Here's what I got. We've been playing a lot of pickleball lately.
We were talking about that on the way in. Pickleball. To be played on tennis courts with different lines and different rules and a wiffle ball and different rackets.
And a kitchen. Stay out of the kitchen.
Stay out of the kitchen. If you can't stand the heat.
Stay out of the kitchen.
I guess you have to stay out of the kitchen at all times in pickleball.
Step in the kitchen once the ball is bounced in the kitchen, but that's pretty rare.
And then can you stay in the kitchen?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, on an individual, on like
how would it make you feel when someone steps in the
kitchen? I don't want you in the kitchen. I don't want you in the kitchen because you're not allowed.
We cut to a fancy French restaurant.
I don't want you in the kitchen because you're not allowed.
Okay, chef, I'm your sous chef. I have to be in the kitchen with you. I don't know how to do my job not in the kitchen.
Not tonight, Junior. Tonight, I don't want you in the kitchen. I need some alone time to re-inspire myself, to get reconnected with the ingredients, to develop new recipes so you... The Sioux, gotta go.
Okay, well, how?
You, the saucier, get out of my way.
Me too?
You, the chef de cuisine.
Yeah, that's me.
No thank you, my mean.
Okay, so how would you like us to handle the sort of running of the restaurant then?
Oh, tonight? The restaurant is closed.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
The restaurant is closed because I gotta be...
chef needs some time to be in the dark and alone.
I know she's a genius, this must be how she takes us out and then wow, wow, wow.
It's honestly very impressive and her skill's very sweet. It's just frustrating when you're a customer who wants to eat.
I gotta be alone.
Put a sign on the door. We'll rebook the reservations. Tell the front of house they'll still be paid. I'll approximate a peak Friday night worth of tips. I'm not a monster. Get out, everybody. Out, out, out.
Meanwhile,
out, out, out.
At the McDonald's.
Out, out, out.
Next door. Excellent. This is the perfect opportunity for us to do what we here at McDonald's have always dreamed of doing.
Oh, yeah, what's that, Carl?
Stealing the clientele of that fancy French restaurant next door.
You think that we could get the clientele from... You think we could get the clientele from Marseille?
I don't think so.
The fanciest restaurant on Main Street?
I don't think so, Petrie. I know it.
Carl! Why do you even care so much? I mean, yeah, I didn't even know that you could still franchise a McDonald's, but I guess you can. This is your personal McDonald's.
It is my personal McDonald's. It is Carl's McDonald's. And I've always wanted only one thing, Petrie.
To have the McRib year-round?
Okay, you got me. I've always wanted two things,
Petrie. To have the Shamrock Shake year-round?
That one's honestly too sweet to me.
Okay.
I feel like that one needs to be limited because sure. People try it and they need a whole year to forget that they actually don't like it.
Yeah, you only need a small.
Oh, God,
when
yes.
When someone orders a medium, I think, good luck.
But that, and that's the diabolical part. The medium is barely more expensive than the small. But no, that isn't my dream.
Oh.
My dream is to remind people that McDonald's is the fanciest food that anyone can have. Just as fancy as French cuisine. Some would say fancier. Some people, Petrie, some people say fancier.
Carl.
Petrie, some people, I on the internet when I check and some, it's not just me, Petrie, some people say it's fancier.
Oh,
even.
No, Carl, yeah, you can find one person who agrees with you on the internet. That's not really a good litmus test.
Okay, but I think it's very fancy and I think that many people agree when it comes to how fancy is your local McDonald's. I think most people agree with me.
Huh.
Because a quarter pounder, I'm sorry, that's just so much beef. And the more something is, then the more it's very fancy. And that's the core of my belief. Let's turn this McDonald's into a five-star affair. It's McDonald's with a Zagat rating to spare. McDonald's.
I don't know, boss. I think that one of the reasons people like to eat at Mickey D's mm-hmm. is they like the comfort of French fries and some melty gooey cheese.
Sure.
And they like dipping nuggets into all kinds of sauce. I think if we made it fancy, they wouldn't like it very much, boss.
Well, just to be clear and just to clarify, I'm not saying we change any of the food.
Oh.
No, the food stays the same, but the prices go up, and we also fancify the mood.
Okay.
Like we put tablecloths on the plastic benches and also on the plastic chairs.
Uh-huh.
And so people now fully realize the potential of the food that was already there. We're turning this McDonald's. five-star McDonald's. We'll have French fries.
Uh-huh.
But they're fancy.
Oh.
And also not changed. We'll have Big Macs.
Uh-huh.
But now it's fancy and exactly the same. We'll have McRib all year long. Filet-O-Fish. What could go wrong? And also other things that McDonald's has. Chicken nuggets, but fancy.
Fancy.
Apple pie, but now expensive. McDonald's around and run that French place right into the ground.
I'll go buy some candles.
And tablecloths.
And tablecloths.
Thank you, Petrie.
And we'll get servers and they'll wear tuxedos.
Yes, we're going to retrain the staff we already have to just be servers and come out from behind the counter.
Great.
But we're going to keep the fun robot that you can push the buttons on to order from. But we're going to put a bow tie on it.
Good. Okay, and now to close my eyes and invite in the muse. Ah, close my eyes and meditate and let me think. I need a fresh flavor profile for the flavors of spring.
Ooh la loo, I'm the muse.
Muse! Oh, it's been so long since I've seen you.
Hello, chef.
I've missed you.
Missed ooh la loo you.
Muse, you're such a sight for sore eyes. I've been making the same old food, but it's lacking a je ne sais quoi.
I've come to put the quoi into your foie gras.
That's why I need you.
I've come to put your je ne sais into the duck pâté.
Oh, a lot of meat paste,
I've
okay.
I've come to put a little bit of luck into a byproduct of duck.
Okay.
But mostly, I've come to show you that you have the inspiration inside you. You just need to ask yourself the right questions. Then you'll know what path to set down all on your own. And also, I've come to fly around the ceiling fan.
Oh, wee. Muse, you love circling that fan.
I like that your muse takes the shape of a big, fun seagull with big eyes.
I guess the muse is different for everyone who sees it, but yeah, I always imagine it as a real floaty seagull.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a real caw seagull, no. But when you see them like very high up in the sky, floating on a bit of wind.
Lifty, floaty, cartoon seagull.
Yeah. That's how I see you.
What are you hoping to make people feel, chef, when they come into this restaurant?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's right. I feel like my food's gotten a little bit stodgy. A little bit with its nose up in the air and less of its mouth on the plate.
You have won a lot of awards. You're the first person to be awarded 6 Michelin stars.
Yeah, that's just a double what they normally do, but it ended up feeling pretty hollow.
Do they only go up to 3?
They do.
So funny. Stars, classically, I think of as a 5-star scale.
Every system is different.
And you've got 6. I'm even more impressed than I was before.
I want people to sit down at the table and barely wait to take a bite. And then have conversation that makes them always remember the night. Because if you're spending this kind of money because you want to fancily dine, then your meal should be more than fine. I want them to say, ba-da-ba, I'm loving. I don't know, but I'm loving it.
bring families together and have them share an experience that only they can see.
Right.
I have a suggestion. It's not about the food, but it's nice. I think you could bring even more people together if you maybe lower the price.
Right.
They'd say, could even thrill them. French fries, nuggets, things enjoyed by children.
Best advice you've given me since you suggested I use a sleep mask and a sleep timer for better sleep hygiene.
Listen, it's just gonna, it's you have to get in a routine and it will make it much easier.
Thanks, Muse.
Anyway, back to the spirit realm.
Till we meet again. How'd it go, Muse?
Honestly, I think really good.
That was like a real efficient trip for you.
Yeah, I mean, the great thing about Chef is that she needs very little push. What she really wants is to have a dialogue with herself. Now, I run into this.
Of course.
By the way, Muse, how's it with you?
Mine's a little tough. The painter I got, he is like so in his head. And I'm just encouraging him, put something on the canvas and let's see what happens.
I was going to say, he pictures you as a big white square with the word Muse written on it.
I know. And then I always appear right next to his empty canvas and it's like, it only adds to his anxiety.
So in his head.
He's so in his head. And I'm like, I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it.
What's he painting right now?
Well, right now, nothing. He's staring at the blank canvas. But
what does he usually do?
Oh, mostly like Sundays in the park.
Wow. Classic. When you say Sundays in the park, does he mostly do reproductions of the painting Sunday in the park?
No. He paints his own Sundays in the park.
I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry, to answer your question, and I don't even know if this is applicable for you, but I have to try really hard not to give advice when that's not actually, I think, what she wants.
Yeah.
She really just wants someone to listen to her and spitball.
I feel like I have to give hard lines to my painter.
And sometimes that's what they want.
I'm like, George, literally put anything on there. How about something small? How about a hat? Why don't you just finish a hat?
Just finish a hat for the love of Crips.
For the love of Crips, finish a hat.
It's hard to finish a hat. Sometimes I feel like just putting dots, 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 dots.
Just start with a couple dots and see if you can finish one single hat. And look, you made a hat where there never was a hat.
And that's great.
And that's great, George. But good for you.
And good for you.
It's been years since I've been with a chef. I love being amused to the chef because of the smells.
It's really great. Do you... No, it wouldn't work.
What, tradesies?
You want a tradesies?
Well, I feel like your girl's on a roll. I don't want to mess her up. But if you want to swing at George.
Oh, I don't mean to suggest that I could do something that you could.
No.
I just truly wanted to give you a break. Give you a chance to be something other than a big square with the word muse on it.
That's so sweet of you.
Like, it's not amusing to amuse, to be a big square with the word muse. It's like he doesn't care. Could he at least think of something more new, something more interesting for a muse?
And if I'm being bold, I'd rather be told that it was something more like what you are unfolding as a goal round the ceiling. How inspiring, you sound inspiring.
I like to flap, 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 and it's very, very fun. And I want some fun for you.
That canvas so blank, I'll be frank, I'm like, I don't know who to thank for this job, maybe no one, since I feel like I'm going and going and going and gone, and he's still staring at that blank white page. My advice, not so sage.
He's stuck in a labyrinth of his own creation, hemmed in by walls made of paint that is blank and devoid of inspiration. Just for fun for us.
It's something new from the spirit world.
I think they'll be surprised.
Do you think I'll show up as a canvas to her?
I think she'll know that something is different. So I don't think you'll be a seagull, but I also don't think you'll be a canvas. I'll probably be a canvas when I show up for George.
Knowing George. And I know George.
Well, good luck.
Good luck to you. Carl, I bought the candles.
Excellent work. Are they in those big, shiny, gold candle holders that have, like, too many candles for the size of the table that we have?
Mm-hmm.
I want that feeling where the wax drips off of it onto a pristine white tablecloth, as if to say, we throw these away after using them one time, because surely this would never clean out. That's the ones you got.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
And I got a bow tie for the computer. I got a bow tie for the computer.
That's what I asked you to do, yes. Okay. Do we need a bow tie for the... No, this is silly.
Carl?
Is the cash register going to be jealous that the ordering computer has a bow tie?
Now, my instinct was that we were going to strike the cash registers. Or put them behind some sort of partition since the servers would come out.
Yes, because you wouldn't see...
A cash register
at a fancy restaurant.
Marseille doesn't have cash registers. The server takes the tickets and they... have a billfold, and then they place it down. They say, whenever you're ready.
Can I tell you something odd?
They always say, whenever you're ready, when they drop it, which is, I think, nice.
Yes. Although, you know, it is nice for them to say that. It sort of takes the edge off. Although, you know, it would take the edge off even more, what Britain does.
Which is what?
The servers don't rely on tips, so they really don't care when you get out of the restaurant. Because they don't need to turn tables.
Oh, yeah.
Their hourly wage is fine. So it both takes the pressure off of the customer who's like, I need to get out of here to save up this seat for someone else. The waiters don't care.
They don't need to turn tables.
They don't need your money. Truly, they don't. They need the money from the restaurant. They don't care what you order.
But I guess it's in the best interest for the restaurant to be turning tables still.
And that is a separate problem, right? Because now you've sort of connected the scenario where the workers have stake in the... success of the restaurant, which is both good and stressful.
Sure. I think in any job, in order for you to want that job to continue, you want the business to survive.
I think that that is true.
Otherwise, you have to find a new job.
And that is hard.
Like for me, I'm thinking this turning this McDonald's into fancy McDonald's, that's a big risk. And I'm sort of worried because if it fails, which I think it might, then I'm going to be out of a job.
What was that you said under your breath, barely audible to me just now?
Which I think it might.
Hmm. I hear you now, but I don't remember what it was in response to, so it's fine. Listen. I saw something that made me a little bit nervous, and you tell me if I'm overreacting.
Okay.
When I went down to our local potato, chicken, and bun supplier that I get all of our things from, I saw a chef from the restaurant next door there.
You saw Chef Claire?
Is that their name?
Mm-hmm.
I always just called them, everyone I hear just calls them Chef.
Well, it's a sign of respect. Yes, Chef.
Who are you talking to?
Well, I'm saying I was quoting what they say.
I'm not a chef. Are you talking to me?
No, I was giving an example of what they say. Wait a second. Boss, do you see that?
Yes, this big yellow Archie thing. Why?
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
It's been there the whole time. It's on the top of our restaurant.
Boss, that's not what I'm talking about.
Sorry, what are you talking about?
Do you see that friggin' blank canvas floating in front of your eyes that just says Muse on it?
Hmm.
Do you
yes,
see it?
Yes, I do. Do you see it?
Yeah, obviously I see it. I asked you if you saw it.
Huh. Well, we both see it.
Oh no, I've plopped into the wrong place.
Oh, hello. It talks. Can you hear it talk?
I can hear it talk. Hello, canvas.
Hello, canvas with the word Muse on it.
Hello.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Are we being visited by an artistic muse?
Are you an artistic muse?
Well, any kind of creativity. I can come to like coders as well. Oh.
Coding is creative.
It can be.
How so?
Well, it's a language.
I never thought about it that way.
You can write beautiful code. I'm just saying creativity can exist outside of the arts.
Well, we've got you here. I'm sorry if you've ended up in the wrong place.
I've ended up in the wrong place.
But could you stay for a second? And if it helps, I'll imagine you as something different.
Oh, sure. Oh.
That's right. You're a single rose. A beautiful blue rose. That's how I picture a muse, is a beautiful blue rose.
That's so funny. Boss, you know how I'm seeing it?
Oh, it looks different to you?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
A pair of tap shoes.
Wow.
Shiny and new.
Well, now I'm picturing a rose that is blue in a pair of shiny new tap shoes.
Oh, now I'm seeing tap shoes that are covered in a pattern of roses so blue.
Wow. Now the tap shoes that the rose is wearing are rose pattern too.
Oh, does my muse affect your muse?
Does my muse affect your muse? Or are you just hearing the news when I talk about my muse and now imagining your muse?
Does my muse affect your muse?
Does my muse affect your muse?
Is the musing I'm musing on change when you muse on some muse that is different from the muse you see musing to me?
But one thing I see, I like musing with you.
With you.
Do you like musing too, Muse?
I love to muse.
Now that we've got you here, Muse, that's tap shoes or a rose that is blue in tap shoes. Since you are a muse and that's what muses do, do you mind if we both muse with you?
Oh, no, actually that's exactly what a muse is meant to muse. A musing will make you muse too.
Great. Here is the problem that I've run into. I'm trying to make a fancy McDonald's, but then also not change the food.
Huh.
Is that enough inspiration? Or do I need to turn to a muse? And also, if my competition serves the exact same food, then what do I do, Muse?
Oh, not quite the question for a muse.
Oh, what sort of question should I be asking a muse?
Why here. What do we do? How can I show the world something new? Why are we here? What do we do?
I'm here to work. What I do is work. I can show the world something new.
What do I do? That's normally what you might muse. Normally what you might muse.
That's normally what I might muse.
And the muse said that all as tap shoes.
And a rose that is
bruised. Is it gone for you too?
Yeah.
I guess it was just stopping through.
You know, that's pretty amusing.
Petrie, have I ever told you you're very funny before?
No, sir, I love it.
You're very funny.
Will this fancy McDonald's take off? Or will Chef Claire steal all their business with her fine, fancy French fries?
Will George see inspiration of any kind? Or will he be stuck never finishing a hat? Find out when we return to the second half of...
Amuse Bouche, the musical!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back.
When we last left, Chef Claire had been struck with new inspiration on how to bring more people to her fancy French restaurant. Carl also had been struck with inspiration, a little unclear as to which direction he is going to go, and somewhere a painter is lacking inspiration of any kind. How will these situations resolve themselves? Will these restaurants survive? Find out in this, the second half of Amuse Bouche.
Still isn't right. I think it needs... No. Couldn't be. Maybe?
Ooh la loo, I'm a slightly different muse. George, is it?
Oh, yeah. Wait, you are a different muse.
Yeah, although I appear... Whatever you want me to appear as, I did figure that you would know that I'm not the muse that visited you before.
Yes, I did sense that you are not the muse who was here before.
Although I do seem to be, if I'm being totally honest, a notebook with a blank piece of paper that says muse on it.
Yes, I'm sorry. Oh, crud, I can't do anything right.
Oh, George, you're really taking it hard on yourself.
Well, I can't even paint a Sunday in a park, muse. Do you know, like, how inspiring a Sunday in a park is?
Yeah, there's, like, a famous one that inspired a lot of people.
And the way that the light dapples through the trees. Mm-hmm. Any painter wants to paint it, but for some reason, I just can't.
Haven't you painted a lot of them before?
Yeah, but now I can't because I'm a stupid freaking idiot.
Hey, don't talk about my friend that way.
Are we friends? We just met.
I'm a muse. All muses are your friends.
Thanks, muse.
Hey, you're welcome. Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Do you need to paint Sundays in the park? And the only reason I'm asking you this, keep in mind, is because you're asking yourself this.
Yeah, I know. I know this muse business works. The other muse is like, put in a lot of good hours with me. It's just, I think we're at an impasse.
Yeah, sometimes it's just good to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They're huge fans, by the way.
Oh, that's really nice.
They
really
believe in you.
Is this like, I hope this transfer wasn't just because I'm such a stupid freaking idiot.
Oh gosh, no. We actually both had sort of fun side things that we wanted to do. It was for us. We had a lot of agency in it.
That's freaking good to hear because I would have been just steaming if it was because I'm a stupid freaking idiot.
Okay. You got George. Who are you talking to like that? Look in the mirror and then stop. Break the mirror. throw it out the window.
Ow, okay. My hand.
Hey, that's okay. Now you got blood on your hand and the mirror is gone. How does that make you feel?
Look, I'm a stupid freaking idiot. That thing is for real.
What a stupid freaking idiot. Have style like you. What a stupid freaking idiot. Have such an acrobatic muse. Look at the number of flips I can do.
Whoa.
More than two.
More than two. But that's you.
No, that's you.
No. Can anybody have a muse?
Honestly, yes.
Then I guess I'm just normal, I guess.
What is normal, I guess?
What is normal, I guess? Normal isn't, I guess, being such a stupid freaking idiot.
Well, if you're stupid, then you're not normal. You don't get to have it both ways.
Oh, you're right.
Try this.
Okay.
It's a little fun idea I had.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna paint something quick, and the point is to make it bad. Draw a bad thing, a bad painting. Do it if you can.
Okay, fine, here. Ugh, I painted a tomato soup can. Gosh, I'm so derivative. Gosh, I'm so derivative. Gosh, I'm so derivative. 'Cause you know I'm just a stupid freaking idiot.
You're not a stupid freaking idiot. Boy Scout Troop 11212.
Okay, what can I do?
I'm selling chocolate bars.
Okay.
Why are you covered in paint?
I'm a painter, but I don't even paint.
Well, who painted that soup? Oh my gosh, is that a tomato soup can? I love tomato soup, it is my jam. Can I have that, please? I will trade.
Take this, but remember this. I'm just about like a bucket of piss because I didn't think this. It's from Andy Warhol because I'm a stupid freaking idiot.
Who's that?
Stupid freaking idiot.
Who's Andy Warhol?
Stupid freaking idiot.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Butter pecan? In a chocolate bar, I thought that was wrong, but it's not. Somehow it tastes so right. What a delicious bite. What a good freaking bar. Thanks to that Boy Scout who came from afar. This is really kinda good. This is really kinda good.
You don't have to paint today. Just eat a chocolate bar. Just enjoy the place where right now you are.
You know, Muse, I'm sorry I made you so blank like this book. But I think that if I can take you into the world, get a second look, I should walk around outside, not just stay in my apartment. Maybe I'll get inspired if I shift up my department.
I think I've now got pecans on the page.
Maybe not such a stupid freaking idiot.
You're not a stupid freaking idiot. Go outside.
Maybe saying things like that, I should be quitting it.
Walk around in the world. Take a break from your craft. It all comes back. You're not a stupid freaking idiot.
Stupid freaking idiot wouldn't go walk around the world.
I don't think so. You'd stay inside all day and never leave.
Thanks, Muse. You're coming with me. I hope, is it all right if I put you in my pocket?
Oh, yeah. I love pockets.
Hell yeah.
Higher. Okay.
How's this?
I'm not sure how high a chandelier is supposed to be. I know from a song that you're supposed to be able to swing from it.
Right.
Or at least you're supposed to be able to want to swing from it.
Right.
Ooh, now that's got me real in my head. If I want to swing from the chandelier...
From the chandelier.
That really doesn't have any indication of how high it's supposed to be. Maybe Pinterest will know. Pinterest knows all about these kinds of things. How high
should chandelier be?
Pinterest.com. There's got to be a better way.
How high do you think it should be?
I want to be able to brush it with only the tallest hat.
Oh, probably about here then.
Let's say yes.
Yeah.
Let's say yes. That's good.
Yeah, Carl, I feel like you gotta, you know, just commit to what you want it to be.
Mm.
We got bow ties on all the pieces of equipment.
They're so dapper.
We got candles that melt real fast. We got tablecloths. We have all the same food, except for now it's $45.
The fun recording that says bonjour when the sliding electric doors open.
Bonjour.
It's so good. Are you telling me that's your voice?
Yeah.
Petra, you did so... Have I ever told you this? You do such fun voices.
You haven't, and I love it.
We have seen a significant downturn in our clientele since our prices went up about 45-fold.
Yeah, that whole soccer team came in here, took one look at the board, and left.
They honestly seemed very confused.
Yeah. Someone asked me if this was a bank ski.
Someone did ask you if this was a bank ski. And I was confused at first because I said, do you mean a bank? They said, no. The famous artist, Banksy. And I said, oh, yes. That famous artist who based himself on Banksy but only does banks.
I mean, yeah, I don't know if they were confused or if I was, but someone came in and said, oh, is this a
Banksy? Have you seen that guy's work? It's crazy.
Yeah. The guy turns everything into a bank.
Yeah, like... I once walked into an aquarium, but there weren't fish there like I thanked. I looked for the place where Garibaldi would be. There was an ATM. It was a bank.
Yeah. One time I went to a Jamba Juice. I was hankering for some wheatgrass. But when I got inside the Jamba Juice, they only gave me
activity.
But when I got to the lodge, it was a bank, 'cause a bank ski.
Right. One time I went to my mother's house to celebrate her 50th birthday, but my mom wasn't there, and a bank teller was there, and she was gone, and her house was a bank, because bank ski turns it into a bank, you see.
Okay, welcome back.
I would love to meet that guy's muse. Sorry.
All right. Welcome back in, Sue Chef. Welcome back in, CDC. Welcome back in, Saucier.
Hi.
Hey,
hi,
Chef.
Hi.
Thank you, Chef. Thank you, Chef.
Thank you, Chef.
Hi, Chef. I'm sorry. I know when I need my alone kitchen time, it's always abrupt and confusing, but I appreciate your patience.
It is, but also you pay us for the time. And so it's sort of just like a random vacation that we didn't know was going to happen.
Good.
We're telling you, you don't need to worry about it. We feel okay when you do.
Yeah. No, thank you. That's good to know. That's my hope always.
I mean, it's like I woke up early in the morning, so I'm up and I'm like, I would have slept in. But then I thought, but I would have been working all day.
Yeah. For me, I always get a lot done. Oh, good, 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 good. I'm glad it works out.
I bought this adventure journal. Sorry, are we all just talking or did you have something
to say? We can. I mean, I'm ready to debut some new menu items, but I'd love to hear about your day.
Oh, no, it's not that interesting. It's okay. I went home. My home was a bank. It's fine. What were you talking about?
Banksy.
You know it.
That guy is everywhere.
The infrastructure alone is mind-boggling. And then I think, how does he have so much money? And then I think, well, he owns a lot of banks.
That's right. And he's very popular. I have a lot of his merch. Okay. Everyone gather over here and here.
The smell is so familiar.
Yes. This is, well, it's sort of my take on a Hot Pocket. But it's solving the problem I've always faced with a Hot Pocket.
They're too savory.
They're too hot when you bite into them.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So I did sort of a cross stitch style vent along the side so that the steam can escape slowly.
That's so smart. I always have a hard time holding them because they're so hot.
And then when you bite them, the goo can really burn the top of your mouth.
I don't want goo on the top of my mouth unless I do.
But I know.
And that's my business.
Yes, chef. Here.
Oh my gosh, chef called me chef.
Yeah. Yes, chef.
Thank you, chef.
You're welcome, chef.
Do you want me to try this?
Yeah, that's why we're here. Take a bite and let me know what it makes you think of.
I'm standing in a field, but the field is flaky crust.
Yes.
And my family's all around.
Wow. Crazy, I'm getting something similar but different. It's nighttime, and I've just jumped out of the pool. And because I was in the pool so long, I didn't expect it to be so cool. But then my mom's there with a towel, and I'm small enough to be held. And she takes me inside, and it's warm now.
That's what this feeling is. This tastes like childhood. It tastes like childhood. It tastes like a feeling I haven't felt for so long. It tastes like childhood. It tastes like childhood. I never wanted to end. Is that wrong?
No. That's good. Wait, can I try?
Yeah, me too.
I want to try.
You go first.
Oh! For me, it tastes like my backpack. At the end of the day, when I find two apple slices and they're kind of warm, but they're also still kind of good.
To me, it tastes like me and my friends on the train. And math has been canceled today, 'cause we're going to see a play I've never heard of before.
For me, it tastes like a dare, but then I do the dare and I'm like, yes, I did the dare.
To me, it tastes like a spider from the time I ate a spider.
Okay, yeah, sure.
It's a delicious spider. Now I'm worried that the spider's gonna crawl out my butt.
But still, I guess that tastes like childhood. It tastes like childhood. Ups and downs and new.
Like
childhood.
It tastes like childhood. That half second between a laugh and a confused kind of tear. But also it's good.
And also, and I don't know if this was the flavor you tried. It tastes not dissimilar from McDonald's apple pie.
Yes, but also their French fries.
Also their French fries.
Also their Big Macs.
Also there's Big Macs.
Also a little bit. Am I getting that? Oh, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba, I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba, I'm loving it. Good. Do you think the people will want it?
I don't.
Like, everyone in town is over at Marseille eating reasonably priced but with better sourced ingredients versions of McDonald's that give them magical transcendent experiences. Boss, I don't think our chandelier and $40 McNuggets can compete.
Petre, it's not just a $40 McNuggets and a chandelier. It's robots with bow ties. It's a door that says a French thing.
Bonjour.
See? When you open, when someone comes in.
Whoa. This is so freaking weird.
Look, a man covered in paint is here. It's excellent timing.
This is so freaking weird. I've never even been in a place like this.
Welcome to McDonald's Fair, sir.
For food, folks, and fun. I haven't heard that slogan since I was a kid. This place is freaking weird. Hey, did this place get bank-skied?
No. It would be a bank if that were the case.
Right. Are you the artist?
Well, I mean, it was my idea. I never thought of myself as an artist.
I mean, this is obviously some sort of... This is sort of an art pop-up, right?
Well, it's a McDonald's.
But it's not a McDonald's.
Well, it is a McDonald's. It's showing people that McDonald's is very fancy.
Right. That a McDonald's can be more than what we thought.
That's what I'm saying.
This is freaking art, dude.
You get it.
I gotta write this down in my little book. Muse, you seeing this?
Ooh la loo, you know I do.
Do you see this freaking chandelier and the bow ties on the robots? I mean, it's like asking me so many questions and giving me no answers, just like some cool freaking art does.
I like how the chandelier is basically at floor level.
Me too.
Much too low for a chandelier.
But I could swing on it, which is freaking cool.
Do you want to swing on it, though?
Yes.
And you can.
Really?
Yes, we reinforce it with a very strong chain.
Whoa! Whoa!
There he goes.
Whoa! Yo!
Why don't you try this? This is on the house.
Huh. Tastes like a totally fine hamburger.
But fancy, right?
No, like a totally fine hamburger.
But it's...
The hamburger tastes just like a regular hamburger, Peachy. Which is part of the genius of this whole display, is that it is McDonald's. But in name alone, it's like a rose by any other name doesn't smell as sweet because names can really inspire stuff. The naming of things can actually be super important.
You're saying Shakespeare's a big dumb idiot.
Sometimes. I think sometimes everyone might be a friggin' idiot, even myself.
I know that I am. For example, one of the ways in which I have been an idiot. You see that man over there? His name's Petre. He's so funny and he does such good voices. And I didn't even know for 8 years he's worked here.
Oh my gosh, you're being so nice to me lately, Carl.
Why does everyone think I'm not nice?
I think it's your tone of voice.
Could be. I'll never change. That's how I talk.
Sure.
I want people to know that a McDonald's can seem fancy and a person with this voice can be nice.
And that's why this is friggin' art, dude.
That's
sorry,
right.
Hang on. I gotta get this all down. I wish I had my paints with me right here. Wait, I'll just take this wrapper and these ketchup packets and, yes. And some of this, can I borrow some of this honey mustard?
Would you please?
And get some of this.
He's running up quite a tab. That honey mustard's $100. Anyway, keep going.
And a little bit of, and a little bit over here. And, there.
It's incredible.
Huh.
It's a McDonald's play place, but it's outside. And there's a lake. And there's people sitting by it.
Yeah.
And there's children. They should be at school. What day is it by this park? This
it's
McDonald's.
A Sunday.
Yes, and there's a literal Sunday.
This is a Sunday.
This is amazing. I have to own it. Is it for sale?
This one's on me. You did enough already.
I'm going to hang it in the drive-thru. Drive through to see, and they'll know McDonald's. Well, it can be fancy.
Wow, you know, just something occurred to me. I can't believe it somehow that this right today is also it's Sunday right now. Look out the window.
What do I? McDonald's, but like my new friend here says, we're not a McDonald's.
Whoa, what a great Sunday.
Thank you.
This really amuses my boosh, you know?
How do I get people to spend money here, though, Petrie? We're having a problem.
Merch?
Merch. We can sell. Oh, would you like to buy a bow tie? We bought so many bow ties.
Sure.
They're for the robots, but you can have one.
Yeah, I'd like one.
There.
Wow.
$2.
This really gets me thinking. Like I have my own internal muse. Like my brain is full of taste buds. And the world is its amuse-boosh. You have me asking, who am I? What do I do? How do I show the
Book is of course brought to you by McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. They didn't sponsor us
for food, folks, and fun. Do you remember that one?
I don't, but you do, and I love that.
McDonald's, McDonald's for food, folks, and fun.
It is for those things.
Yeah,
I'd say it's mostly for one of those things.
Fun.
That's right. And
it's mostly for fun.
It's mostly for fun. We're mostly here for fun.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, Everything When the Chord Hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens, the sitting on her throne that is a cone.
Nailed it.
Thank you, Sean Matthew Leary, for all your work on the socials. Give it up for yourselves. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you walk into a building and feel cranksy,
well, my friend, you just got Banksy. Duh. Bye.